Live. Take control of the airwaves. Do it toll-free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there. We allow you to create the content of the site. And thank goodness you do, because you really make the site great. And I would like to apologize to anyone who has attempted to use our website within not just the last week, but the last few months. I don't know what the problem is. There's some sort of issue. It seems like it's intermittent, because I would think that if it were consistent, we'd be getting more complaints, and maybe more people, you know, are just upset and not bothering to complain, because you only get a percentage of people that are going to complain about something they don't like. Anyway, there's something screwy with our CAPTCHA, which, for those that don't know, those who have not heard, CAPTCHA is that little box that you type the letters into to prove you're a human being.
Yeah, so they'll have some letters or numbers, and they'll kind of be written funky so that supposedly gizmos on the internet can't figure out what they say. And, you know, the idea is that way they're verifying that it's a human being on the other side of that computer screen.
That's the idea. Anyway, sometimes our CAPTCHA just isn't working correctly, and that's preventing people from submitting stuff to our website. I'm hoping that we're going to have some sort of new fangled thing that we're going to be releasing soon that I really probably can't talk too much about, because, you know, I don't like to jinx things before they actually come to fruition. But there are things being worked on behind the scenes that should solve that problem and make the site all the more better. It'll be kind of like version 3.0 for Free Talk Live, because we're on kind of version 2 right now. I don't want to say much more than that. So I apologize if you're having trouble submitting things. Please be patient. We'll let you know when the big change comes into play. So, 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You can join us on Skype. Username there, lrn.fm. I mentioned that there's news out of America's schools. In this case, it's a federal appeals court who has upheld the practice of mass student searches, random lockdowns by police, and the use of drug-sniffing dogs in this case, a Missouri high school. That's the case that went to the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Eighth Circuit, called Burleson versus Springfield Public Schools from Springfield, Missouri. In the court here, this according to the Rutherford Institute at Rutherford.org, the court deemed Missouri School District's policy of imposing a lockdown — they do that in prison, by the way, at least they did it in jail, I presume they do that in prison —
that's the terminology —
of the school for the purpose of allowing the local sheriff's department, aided by drug-sniffing dogs, to perform mass inspections of students' belongings to be a, quote, reasonable procedure to maintain the safety and security of students at the school. Security? Now, does the drug-sniffing dog also sniff out bullets?
I wouldn't think so.
No. Does a drug-sniffing dog also sniff out guns?
No.
No. Generally, dogs, police dogs, are trained to do one thing. They can find a body. If they can't find the body, or, you know, if they're not a body-finding dog, then they could be a drug-sniffing dog. But you cannot have a drug-sniffing dog be a body-finding dog, at least as I understand it. Maybe, you know, someone can correct me if I'm wrong.
If it's not 100% true, it's largely true, and the dogs that can do more than one are very special dogs. That would be my guess.
Yeah, that's what I've been told by the police, and, you know, police are known to tell lies, so maybe that's not true. Anyway, attorneys for the Rutherford Institute had challenged the school district's practice of conducting random lockdowns and mass searches of students. Institute attorneys had asked the appeals court to reverse a federal district court's January 2012 ruling that Springfield Public Schools and the Greene County Sheriff's Office did not violate Fourth Amendment rights of students when they executed the April 2010 lockdown at Central High School. Random, suspicionless lockdown raids against children teach our children a horrific lesson, one that goes against every fundamental principle this country was founded upon, that we have no rights at all against the police state. According to John Whitehead, the president of the Rutherford Institute, Americans should be outraged over the fact that school officials are not only defending such clearly unconstitutional practices, but are actually going so far as to insist that these raids are a standard drill that will continue. On April 22, 2010, the principal of Central High School announced over the public address system that the school was going into lockdown and that students were prohibited from leaving their classrooms. School officials and agents of the Greene County Sheriff's Department thereafter ordered students to leave all personal belongings behind and exit the classrooms. Dogs were also brought in to assist in the raid. Upon re-entering the classroom, students allegedly discovered their belongings had been rummaged through. Melody and Doug Burleson, who had two children attending Central High School, complained to school officials that the lockdown and search were a violation of their children's rights. School officials allegedly responded by insisting that the search was a standard drill and policy of the school district, which would continue. Attorneys for the Rutherford Institute served the school district, or sued them, in September 2010 on behalf of the Burlesons and their two children, asking the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Missouri to declare the practice of effecting a lockdown of the school and conducting random, suspicionless searches and violates the Fourth Amendment to the U.S. Constitution and the similar provision of the Missouri Constitution.
When you send your kids to a government institution, the government institution is going to treat them like they treat people who are in their institutions. They're going to treat them as they treat inmates, as they treat insane asylum patients, as they treat anyone. You have essentially given your children over to these people. Now, I understand if that feels like a fair trade to you. Look, it costs a lot of money to send kids to private school. If you don't feel like, if you don't have two parents in the household, you don't feel like you can afford the time to homeschool. I understand the costs. You already have to pay property taxes. I get it. You know, you hope that your kid can keep their head down and make it 13 years and that everything will be fine. And I think that in the past, it's been more likely that that's the case.
That they'd be all right. They'd make it through.
But I think over time, at least I'm reading more and more and more news stories that just show that these people have gone off their rockers. That it's
Mark, they're just trying to keep your kids safe from marijuana.
Well, yeah, my kids would be safest if you killed them. They would never get any more trouble again. There'd never be any more trouble. It's like Judge Death. The sentence is, the crime is life. The sentence is death. I mean, if you put everybody in a little padded cell, there would never be any problems from them. All you'd have to worry about them is throwing poo outside the bars. Mm. You know, I mean, yeah, you can't have safety. It's, you'll never get it.
So, disappointing decision here, and will the Rutherford Institute be appealing? Not clear on that. I presume that they will, because, again, this was the federal appeals court, so perhaps they'll attempt to take this to the Supreme Court, which, of course, given that two courts have ruled that these are totally constitutional and totally reasonable, I can't imagine the Supreme Court will rule any differently, and maybe that's one of the reasons why they're not going to take it. It's not made clear in this story that whether or not they intend to appeal again at this point. But you're absolutely right, Mark. You know, as soon as you give the possession of your children up to these government bureaucrats, you really don't get to claim much about them violating anyone's rights, because they essentially are wards of the state, and the same rights that are in the Constitution just generally don't apply on school campus.
How could they apply? How can you have freedom of speech in the middle of class?
Yeah.
I mean, that doesn't make any sense. Obviously, rights are mitigated at the door. There are certain rights, but look, convicts have certain rights, so we're just talking about which rights they have left, mm-hmm. and all rights are getting eroded over time.
Did this ever happen to you, by the way, in high school, this drug dog search thing?
Yep, they came through the hallways, and they'd sniff at the lockers mm-hmm. and see if they could find anything.
How many times?
I only saw it once, but that doesn't mean that it didn't happen other times.
Yeah. I feel like it may have happened once at my high school, but I don't really recall too clearly, and I feel like it might have been one of those, you know, down the hallways sort of things. Now they're going into the class.
Yeah.
Now they're actually sniffing out book bags and things like that.
Right, because at this point, if you know that the drug dogs are going to go and sniff out the lockers, you aren't going to leave that stuff in your locker. So now you have to find out where else they're leaving it. Everybody leave their stuff right where it is. We promise that nothing will be stolen. You know, I don't know what the rules are as far as bringing cash to school, but I certainly brought cash to school. What if you had hundreds or thousands of dollars in your
evidence of drug dealing
purse or whatever?
If you're in high school, they're gonna take you as a drug dealer in that case.
They can choose to do that, but that wouldn't necessarily make it true.
That's true. 855, 450, free. But in the way their rules are set up, they get to take your cash, and then you get to prove that it's not drug money in order to get it back. Good luck with that one. Don't forget to hire the lawyer at, you know, $300 an hour. We're coming up. 855, 450, free.
Are you ready to get serious? Are you ready to lose a guaranteed 10% of your current weight and keep it off? Then you're ready for RetroFit. Just listen to these results from RetroFit clients.
I've lost 38 pounds.
I've lost 25 pounds.
I've lost just over 40 pounds.
I've lost right around 30 pounds.
RetroFit's data-driven program has been featured in the Wall Street Journal. Using Skype video conferencing, our team of weight loss experts meet privately with you on your schedule, no matter where you are, whenever you want, to help you lose weight and keep it off. Most clients lose between half a pound and a pound a week. Just follow the program, and we guarantee you'll lose 10% of your current body weight over the next 12 months. Or we'll give you a second year free. Call now to start your 45-day risk-free trial of RetroFit. Mention radio and save an additional 20%. Call 888-937-2787. That's 888-937-2787. 888-937-2787.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-453, that's the toll-free number. You bring up anything you would like. In the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on our site. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners with dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo. And validated means you prove in the photo that you are actually a listener of this program. you can go to shrine.freetalklive.com. Whether you're a lady listener or not, you can see the shrine, and then there are instructions there as to how to become part of the shrine. So once again, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. Ian, there's been some kind of little problem with for some people getting on BitInstant, but apparently their website has been up all week. There was a hack situation where they, their DNS provider was hacked, and that took them off over the weekend, last weekend. And now, I guess for some people, the open DNS isn't showing BitInstant consistently. Is that right?
Yeah, we're able to get on. I'm able to get on my cell phone, which I'm not using open DNS on, and then my local network I can't get on.
Interesting. So BitInstant is up and continuing to do business. Things are going on there. Just for whatever reason, some computer stuff isn't working for them. And, you know, sometimes it's just the internet that doesn't work, not your website.
That's true.
So, anyway, BitInstant.com, they make it possible for you to deposit money in more than a million locations, including your computer at home. All you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, tell them where your account is, and then make the deposit. It's that easy. It's BitInstant.com. And I was looking recently at getting this today, as a matter of fact, at looking at Litecoins, which are a new competitor to Bitcoins. And I have no idea how you deposit money and get Litecoins. Basically, you have to buy Bitcoins in order to buy Litecoins. So it's kind of strange and funny. There's nothing like that for... Nothing like BitInstant for Litecoin. So it's just kind of, it just goes to show how fast and easy BitInstant makes it. I hope that they can make it easier as time goes by, but currently they are the fastest, safest, and easiest option. BitInstant.com.
All right. So we will, of course, take your calls about whatever's on your mind. We've been talking about the Rutherford Institute's failed court case where, I've by the way, been getting these updates from the Rutherford Institute. They're very interesting, typically. They do a lot of good legal work. And they took a case to court saying that, you know, these drug dog searches that have become a routine, according to the school district, these are standard procedure, standard drill is what they call it. It's just a drill. We're just going to run dogs into your classroom and sniff out your bags, you know, rummage through them. That's a drill. It's just standard. This is the way we do things around here.
What's the big deal?
And they're doing this stuff regularly. It's not just happening in Springfield, Missouri, which is where this particular case went down. Mark, you recall it happening back in the 1980s. They didn't actually take the dogs into the classroom at that time. But as is typical with government, they tend to get more invasive over the years. You know, as one government step into your freedoms becomes a permanent step, they then just take the next step, whatever that next step is. And, you know, the case of New York City, they tried to ban sugary drinks above 16 ounces. Now, a judge did throw that particular ordinance out as unconstitutional, and I've got that story as well. But for every one little bit of pushback that a court gets, usually the government's able to take 10 steps forward towards more tyranny.
That's about right. Yeah, I mean, that seems like the number. It's pretty rough.
So that's what's happened here again, as the court has decided that school lockdowns, that school drug dog searches, mass inspections of students' belongings, totally reasonable. Because remember, that Fourth Amendment, you know, it sounds real good. A lot of these amendments sound great. The right of the people to be secure of their persons, houses, or rather in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated. There you go. See, it just matters what your opinion of reasonable is versus the judge's, because their opinions are the ones that count. That's, you know, you can look at something and say, well, it's clearly unreasonable. I mean,
that
come on.
That sounds unreasonable to me.
Right. What about right to privacy? What about the idea that your stuff is your stuff and it's none of their business? What stuff you've got in your book bag or in your pockets or wherever it is you might happen to be in your car? You know, these should be your privacy should be paramount. But not to the government. Not when the government has things like, they use terms like an overriding governmental interest. So as long as the governmental interest is greater, in their opinion, of course, than your interest in privacy, well, then your privacy loses. So the overwhelming governmental interest or the overriding governmental interest at the airports is to allegedly keep passengers safe and to stop terrorists. So your privacy, out the window. At school, they're claiming that it's about safety as well, so your privacy, out the window. As long as all they have to do is just say, well, it's in our interest. You know, hey, we're here to keep you safe. We're just trying to keep the kids from smoking pot. Like, that's ever going to work.
Nope.
Like, as though it's going to be better for that 16-year-old who's got, you know, maybe a quarter ounce of marijuana in their backpack that they were going to, you know, hand out some buds to their friends for $10 a piece. Look, this is what happens in high school, right? There's always some high school pot dealer or two or ten. You know, I don't know what the average amount of pot dealers there are in any given high school, but those teenagers are getting their marijuana somewhere, and yeah, odds are good they're getting it from someone in their same age range. I suppose they could be buying them from an older drug dealer somewhere else, but odds are good that in most schools somebody is willing to sell their friends a little bit of pot. Hopefully they're not dumb enough or ignorant enough of what's going on out there to actually bring the pot to school. Look, wait till after school. Just hold off. You know, you probably aren't able to smoke it in the school anyway, so just get together with whoever it is off school campus later on. You'll be a lot safer. But then again, high school students aren't known for their worldly experience, so, you know, a lot of them are going to make mistakes.
They tend to think things silly things like you can't get pregnant the first time or something like that.
So they're going to make mistakes, and their lives are not going to be improved by this. If the drug dogs are brought into the high school classroom, they sniff out somebody's bag, and then when the kids go back in, they're put under arrest. They're then given criminal charges. They then enter into the juvenile justice system. Now, you could make the argument that they're in high school, so therefore it's not going to stick on their permanent record. But that doesn't mean their lives are improved. Just because you forcibly intervened in a young high school student's use of marijuana doesn't mean that they're going to go straight edge and they're going to, you know, nail themselves to the X and no longer ever, you know, partake in marijuana ever again after that point. I'm sorry, that's just not the case. Most of the people I've ever known, regardless of their age, whether in high school or older folks, if they're arrested for marijuana and they're a regular marijuana smoker, they just count the days. Oh, I'm on probation for 90 days here. Sorry, I can't smoke now. But as soon as I get off probation, first thing they do.
Yeah. And
what do you think it is?
You know, I think it's interesting how upset they get about marijuana with high schoolers versus alcohol. For whatever reason, people seem to be more forgiving of students drinking alcohol than they are of smoking marijuana. And maybe it's because, you know, some of these older folks remember drinking alcohol in high school, but they didn't smoke marijuana or whatever.
Maybe.
But
are there really that many of them who only drank alcohol and didn't ever try marijuana?
I mean,
are there that many?
If they tried them both, then they know which one's more harmful. Alcohol is a really dangerous drug.
855, 453. Well, rest assured, Mark, if they find a beer in the kid's backpack, they're probably going to go after them, too. Not that that's a good thing, either. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
It's time for a home security quiz. Answer this. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $35? Yes, it's Fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. It's like a lamp on a timer, but far more convincing. And for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial in, bring up anything you would like. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us by heading on over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have there for you on the house. Once again, freetalklive.com with you tonight. It's Ian
and Mark.
All right. So, and oh, by the way, the features on the site do include listening choices, so you can go and get tuned into our live streams, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, all available free for you at listen.freetalklive.com. Learn about our over 110 great radio stations coast to coast, airing the show at various times throughout the week. Just got a signed agreement from a new station today. Can't say which one, where. Let's say Mountain Time. That's about all I can give you.
Mountain Time's good.
Mountain Time, yeah. We don't have that many in Mountain Time.
It's not as common. Well, I don't think as many people live in Mountain Time as they do in, say, Eastern and or Pacific.
Right.
But the Free Talk Live tends, it's an evening show where we are, so it's a little more difficult to get on in Mountain and Pacific times.
Right, because it's an afternoon show in Pacific time for the most part, or late afternoon.
Sure, I mean, it's a much, is this a weekday or a weekend agreement?
This is going to be weekdays.
Okay, well, that's a really good thing. It's a dog-eat-dog world from 7A to 6P on the radio, and on the radio dial, you know what I mean?
Yep, so, and it's going to be a brand new FM talk station, and I'm excited to be on board. We'll tell you more about it as it happens, but it'll be the beginning of April if all goes as planned. So, again, go to listen.freetalklive.com. You can learn about our satellite listening choices as well. We've got XM Satellite Radio on board all 7 nights a week. Plus, there's also the free-to-air Bitcoin KU band satellite channel, which is available across Central and North America. You can get a receiver for very little money and a dish for very little money and then not have to pay a dime every month. You don't have to pay. You have to pay zero to get free-to-air. That's why it's called free-to-air. Anyway, learn more over at listen.freetalklive.com. Plus, there's a webcam, and which actually hasn't been on all night because our cam server crashed. Sorry about that.
You've had all kinds of technical problems this
evening. It's free, though, so, you know, get what you pay for. Listen.freetalklive.com will link you over to that. And, you know, if one thing's not working, something else usually is. So if the webcam's down, it's okay. We've got three live streams you can try. If one of the live streams is down, try one of the other two. But normally everything works fine. There's also our listen lines that allow you to call from any phone that can dial long distance and listen that way as well. Go listen and learn more over at listen.freetalklive.com. We've been talking about these poor students that are just constantly harassed by the police. It's so constant that it's called a standard drill now. When the police come into the government schools, they lock down all the students. They then force them to exit the class while the police conduct what is essentially a secret search. I mean, at least with the TSA, they usually try to at least let you watch them go through your bags. At least they pretend like this is an interest of theirs. Like, well, turn around, sir. Make sure you can watch them go through your bag. Mm-hmm. You know, so supposedly they don't steal something out of there. But in the case of the police at your children's government school, they're just kicking all the kids out of the class and going through whatever they want to go through with no accountability. And what are you going to do about it?
Nothing. Apparently, some parents complained, and they couldn't do anything about it at all.
No, they took it to the federal appeals court, and were struck down. Whether the case will be appealed or not is another question. But there is something you can do about this, and the thing you can do is to get your kids out of the government school. This is one of the most important things that I think that we can impart. Is if you don't want your kids to be harassed by the government thugs, if you don't want them to be arrested for some piddly nonsense, if you don't want them to, you know, go through whatever trauma that you and I might have gone through at the government schools, whether it's at the hands of the government school administrators, teachers, or just the other kids, because a lot of those kids don't get along very well with one another. You throw a bunch of teenagers and younger people into the same mix, and if they don't get along, well, that's too bad. They have to go there, and they have to be in the same classes together. And if you don't like it, well, again, your only option is to get out. And luckily, in some places, you know, most places, you still have the freedom to choose to get your kids out of those schools. But then you've got to deal with other regulations at that point. You know, in some states, it's very difficult to homeschool, like California, for instance. I mean, they're practically on the verge of outlawing homeschooling. Or you can send your kids to a private school, but that's going to mean you're going to have to pay property taxes and then pay for private school on top of that. The average mom and dad probably can't afford that.
That's true with homeschooling also.
True, but that doesn't cost as much.
It's not costly to homeschool generally, but you have to consider the opportunity costs. The wife can't, or husband, depending on who does the homeschooling. One of the spouses likely isn't going to work, or they're, you know, doing some kind of co-op thing with other parents. They're going to have less opportunity to work, I think, is a pretty fair statement to make. So there's costs there. It all costs money.
Yep, so I think that's the best choice here. I mean, if you don't want your kids to be subjected to this harassment, to the constant threat of arrest, and of course now in Texas and in other places, we're seeing that there are thousands of students, as young as fourth grade, thousands of students being arrested, being charged with Class C misdemeanors in Texas, for instance, for just acting out, doing things that teenagers and school children tend to do. If you want to avoid all of that, if you want to avoid the truancy laws we were talking about recently as well, where parents are now actually getting arrested, where parents are being charged with fines because their kids are late to school, if you want to avoid all that, just don't send your kids to these government schools. And if you can avoid it, I would say go as far as our previous co-host Michelle Seven did. Don't even get your kids a Social Security number in the first place. Do whatever you can to keep them out of the system. And then if they decide later on they want to opt into the system and go get themselves a Social Security number and, you know, jump through the government hoops, then let them make that choice on their own. I think that's the best thing you can do as a parent.
That sounds great, but let's not forget that if you get the Social Security number, then you can get whatever the earned income tax credit or whatever it is. The vast majority.
Yeah, if you're willing to sell your kid for 30 pieces of silver,
it's more than 30 pieces of silver. Yeah, I mean, it is about 30 pieces of silver if you consider a piece. needs to be about an ounce.
Just your child's freedom. I mean, hey,
yeah. Well, let's be. Yeah,
you need to check for the government. Give your kids freedom away.
Those are just recriminations, and they don't address reality. The fact is that your teenage kid's going to go get a Social Security number as fast, as lickety split as they can, so they can get a job, so that they can work, so they can make some money. I mean, if you're not going to give them a Social Security number, I hope you've got $1 million to give them so that they can live their life without having one, because they're never going to have a bank account and they're never going to have a job.
I understand the argument that you're making, Mark, but I know that Michelle Seven's kids were able to find some work without the Social Security number.
They've been working under the table in certain ways, but I mean, you know, it's... All right, man.
All I'm saying is...
I don't recommend that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't recommend getting a Social Security number. I don't recommend not getting a Social Security number. I recommend you taking some time to look at what the options are there, but you need to be completely educated on that subject. If that's what you think is best, then go for it. But there's downsides to it, too.
So I think the best thing you can do is, at the very least, keep your kids out of the government school system. Would you agree with me on that one, Mark?
I would never. You know, I have no intention of sending my child to government school, but... If I was a single parent, if my wife died in a car wreck tomorrow, mm-hmm. you know, God forbid, then I don't know what I would do. And I know that it's tough, and you've got to kind of figure out how you're going to live your life, but how is a single father going to earn money and homeschool a child?
I don't know. I mean, I you don't have to be involved in the homeschooling. You can always do the unschool thing.
God, really? You think that I'm going to have a 5-year-old running around my house and he's just going to leave me alone so I can make telephone calls to potential advertisers?
Yeah, good point. I guess the age does come into play. Well, maybe you could team up with other homeschool parents and come up with some sort of a solution.
Or I could team up with a private school and send him there, which is essentially what I'd be doing with the parents. I'd have to exchange some kind of value for the value they give me in taking care of of my child. So, mm-hmm. you know, why in the world wouldn't I just hook up with a private school? Well, the answer is money. It costs a lot of money to do that. And, you know, that's what my wife brings to the marriage. She brings the, you know, making wholesome meals at home, which are very costly if you buy them out. She brings educating the child, which is extremely costly if you parcel that out.
855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. What ideas do you have, you know, that you can add to this conversation as far as solutions for the single parent dilemma? Single parent that doesn't want to send their kids to the government school. What's the answer there? 855-450-FREE. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Have you considered getting some storable food for emergency situations? Emergencies can take many forms. Weather, blackouts, unemployment, fiscal collapse, just to name a few. You know an emergency is going to strike. You just don't know when. Stored food is a basic form of insurance for you and your family. And cost-effective insurance at that. The Legacy Premium brand can get you 100% GMO-free, MSG-free, artificial flavor-free, preservative-free food for as little as $1.53 a meal. That is, on average, half of the cost of their competition. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the chart that compares Legacy Premium to their competition. Legacy Premium is the best. They've got an oxygen absorber in every nitrogen-flushed Mylar pouch. Vegetarian and gluten-free options, they are the best in price, storability, and taste. Free shipping on all orders. Go to food.freetalklive.com and check out the comparison chart and the great specials. It's food.freetalklive.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words: disaster stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost, and protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words: DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, will be held March 16th and 17th at the Nashville Expo Center and Tennessee State Fairgrounds. Admission is free and doors open at 9 a.m. Come join us to learn life-saving techniques to help you and your family handle crisis situations. Meet Nat Geo's Dennis McClung to see if you have what it takes to be on the next season of Doomsday Preppers. Walk through a bomb shelter, learn first aid, CPR, and much more. For more information, go to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
And while you're at the NPS Expo, meet and speak with Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. If you take pharmaceutical drugs and wonder why side effects require you to take more drugs, Nobel Prize nominee Dr. Wallach has the answer. Hear how he took on the FDA 8 times and won every time. Don't miss Dr. Joel Wallach at the National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, March 16th and 17th. Admission is free. Log on now to npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, take control toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com with you in studio. It's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over, again, freetalklive.com. The features are free. If you like the show, if you like the fact that, you know, we're bringing the ideas of freedom to over 100 radio stations coast to coast, and you'd like to help us make that 200 radio stations, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is a simple one. That is that if you send us $5 a month, we'll invest that into the show, get on more radio stations that will then expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So it's pretty simple. You get perks like access to the AMP Only call-in lines, the AMP Only podcast, forum, and more. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there, and you can use any major credit card through PayPal. You can use a Visa or MasterCard right on our website. Go again to amp.freetalklive.com, and thanks for making that possible for us. The AMP dollars really do make it possible. I'll give you a very tangible example. I mentioned that we've got a new station in the Mountain Time Zone going to be coming on here probably in about 2 weeks, just over 2 weeks, 2.5 weeks. And when that happens, they'll be using a piece of satellite equipment, a satellite receiver that costs about $1,500. They actually have raised the price on these things. They used to be $1,500, then they went down to below $1,000, and then they came out with a new one, and that was $1,000, and now it's almost $1,500. Anyway, I managed to get this one for like $1,150 because it was one of the last models of the old one. I'm trying to save as much money wherever I can, but fact is, industry equipment is not cheap. And so, that, you know, it cost me $1,000, you know, $1,100, $1,200 to bring this station on board. And that's a lot of money. I wouldn't have it if it weren't for the Free Talk Live AMP program. That's what the AMP program is designed to do. It's bring more stations on, bring more internet listeners on board. We would not have this brand new FM talk station that's literally launching on April 1st. It's a music station right now. So this is a rarity, Mark.
Yeah.
That, you know, normally when we bring a station on, it's a station that's been around for a while and there are, you know, some shows gone away and so they need to replace that show and They know about Free Talk Live, and they decide to pick us up. In this case, the show, we're going to be starting with the station from day number one on every single weeknight. So you guys made it possible. The Free Talk Live AMP program, not only did you make it possible to have the station know who we were in the first place by helping our marketing budget, but also physically getting them the equipment necessary for them to take the show. So thank you to everyone. Whether you amp the show currently, or you have amped us in the past, or you plan on amping us starting very soon, please go to amp.freetalklive.com if you have not done so yet, and thank you again.
Yeah, it's really rare for Free Talk Live to end up being on a station that just rolls out brand new talk. I mean, it's just not the kind of thing that it generally happens for Free Talk Live. Usually we, some station or another drops some show for whatever reason, and Free Talk Live, picks it up. I've said many times that we're the mega Zarastrodon of talk radio, and that we're gonna keep on staying on. That's that little mammal that you'll always see in eating the dinosaur eggs.
I've never seen that happen.
You're not familiar with the little early mammal that looks like a rat, and it's chomping on dinosaur eggs as the dinosaurs are becoming extinct?
Nope.
Okay.
I don't know. I mean, I remember being a kid and looking at dinosaurs, but never the little things. So.
All right. Well, that's it. That's that rat is called a Megazorastriodon or something like
Neat.
That. I'm probably mispronouncing it.
Anything with mega in front of it's automatically okay in my book.
Yeah, it's not very mega. It's really tiny.
Right. That's why it's kind of funny, I guess. So 855-450-FREE, Skype username, you can connect with us. There is lrn.fm, and somebody has set us as a little away thing. Is that a bad thing on Skype?
That's not good.
It's not an away. I don't know what that is. Anyway, we've got the little check mark now. So if you've been trying to connect on Skype, you should be able to do it. So, schools, government schools, we were stuck on this question of what do you do? Because I said that the solution here is to get your kids out of the government schools. The solution to subjecting your son or daughter to random police searches, these mass school shakedowns that the appeals court recently in Springfield, Missouri says are totally reasonable. No problem. Kick the kids out of the stop teaching. Whoa, we don't want any education going on here. We need to search these kids. Stop the teaching. Get the kids out of the class. Bring the drug dogs in. Sniff out all the bags. Rummage through them. Who knows what you'll find in there. Rummage through all these teenagers' bags. Maybe even younger. I don't know. Maybe they're doing this at elementary schools, too.
Why not?
They're saying it's routine. Got to catch them if they're starting early, right, on the marijuana?
Got to catch them on that marijuana.
So they're doing this regularly. And to me, the only solution is to get your kids out of government school. Because what else are you going to do? Run for school board and hope that you can get enough backing to pass some sort of measure that will stop the police? I mean, because the people on the school board are going to go against the police? You're going to somehow run enough candidates for school board to be able to take control of the school board? And I mean, you're talking about a 20-year project here.
Yeah, if your kid's gonna be off in college before you ever get done.
Your kid's gonna be married with kids before you will have a success at actually taking the political system over and trying to stop these police raids from the inside. So that leaves you with one option, from my perspective, is get your kids out of the school. But Mark, you came up with a good dilemma. What does the single parent do who doesn't have the ability to have a second parent at home taking care of the kids? To where the other parent can go out and be the breadwinner for the family. What do you do in that situation?
Yeah, I don't know what one does in that situation. It's got to be. I've thought about it. As a parent, you tend to think of these contingency plans if something goes wrong, and it's frightening. What do you do? And so I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, I had asked the question previously. You're welcome to come on here and answer it. And Mark, you had asked the question on our Facebook. What can a single parent who doesn't have a lot of money and doesn't want to send their kid to a government school do? And Jillian, who is of statelesssweets.com, says, I'll be in the area sooner rather than later and can help in such situations, facilitate some unschooling and such. Maybe it could be a donation-based scenario. Todd Hollenbeck says, Discovery Channel, Animal Planet, Wishbone, and Magic School Bus. That's all you really need.
A lot of people diss the heck out of TV, and I've... you know, I disagree. I disagree. Yes, it matters what your kid watches, but not that he watches or she watches. I mean, Jack learned how to read by watching television, by videos and things like that. And, yeah, reading books. Whenever he wants to read a book, I'll step down from what I'm doing and we'll read a book. And what that does is it doesn't create in him a sense of lack. So he's not all, you know, not trying to get more and more books lined up in a row. I just say, I got to go on and do another thing or whatever. And then he'll go on and find other stuff to do. But yeah, I'm the right shows are good stuff.
So I like what Jillian's saying. It seems to touch on what I was suggesting before, is to get homeschooling parents together so they can pool their resources. I think that your comparison, Mark, to making, you know, to creating your own private school in that case, or just going ahead and sending your kid to private school, I don't think that's entirely accurate, because I think the homeschooling community would not need as much money in order to facilitate that. You know, if, for instance, let's just say not all the parents in your area that are interested in homeschooling are single parents. Let's just say there's maybe one or two couples. Let's say a number of single parents, but there's a few couples in there, and one of them could, in theory, stay home and be some sort of unschooling facilitator. Then it would be a matter of giving them, you know, I don't know, whatever amount of money makes it worth their while, but would be significantly less, presumably, than what a private school would charge. That could give you an option. That could give, you know, you as somebody who wants to get your kid out of the government school, but is also a single parent, at least something to consider. I feel like
it can. I think that parents tend to be, you know, little scared of strangers, and you know, yeah, it's a homeschool group, but they're still strangers, right?
Okay, so get to know them. I mean, spend some time with them, learn about who they are. I mean, spend 6 months getting to know them before you do that. I get where you're coming from, but eventually, if you know they've got this thing going and it's going on a regular basis, then you know maybe it'll be more likely that people will feel more comfortable because they'd be established at that point. And if you think about it, you know, if you're staying at home, if you're the stay-at-home parent in a two-parent couple, what's it worth to you to educate some kids, or not educate them, but you know, to be that facilitator? What, how many thousands of dollars a year is it worth it for you to get to stay home with your own kid and get paid for that? Because that would kind of reverse the usual situation, right? Usually one parent stays home, and that's, as you were saying, opportunity cost. It's a drain on the family's earning potential. But if that's the person who's facilitating the other kids and then getting a few extra $100 a month or a couple $1,000 a month or something like that from all these other kids, then that would make it worthwhile, would it not?
Well, I mean, you also have to look at what, you know, after school babysitting or after school daycare and all these other things cost. I mean, that's essentially the market that one's in, and one usually prices oneself at the market. So what you're asking people to do is to take your kid in at below market value.
I don't know what I'm asking them to do, because I haven't actually looked at the pricing, and I don't know what it would be worth, and you know what level of babysitting would be required versus just facilitating, and what the differences are between those things. I'm just trying to get some ideas out there, and if you've got some you want to share, I'd love to hear from you. 855-453, Hour 3's next. It's Free Talk Live.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. Brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day, we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing, and it's very hard to keep up. My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.